last played against us in Kingsport. First pitch is a swing and a miss by Allen. First pitch going right at 7 o'clock. The count 0-1. Giuliano ready from the wind and the pitch. Upstairs 1-1. But Johnson City rained out the last couple of nights up in Pulaski. The last time they played, they saw these Kingsport Axemen. The 1-1, 1-strike pitch in there for a called strike, 1-2. Johnson City 7-1 in home games this year. It's a big stat. The 1-2 fouled away, and it remains 1-2. Giuliano ready in the 1-2. Swing and a foul. Allen was behind the breaking ball a little bit there. Cloudy skies, as we mentioned, might see a little bit of rain later in the forecast. We'll have to keep an eye on that. The 1-2 to Allen, a swing and a miss. Justin Giuliano picks up his first strikeout of the season. And on the season for Giuliano, strikeout number 10. Now it'll be the lefty Mike Mancini stepping into the left-hand batter's box. Mike's had a pretty good last few games. Takes the first pitch off the outside of the corner of the plate, 1-0. 1-for-3 yesterday, a run batted in and a couple of runs scored. The 1-0 on the way. There's a slider on the outside corner for a called strike, 1-1. Pretty good crowd here on this thirsty Thursday in Johnson City. There's a strike on the outside half, 1-2. Kingsport in the first base dugout, Johnson City in the third base dugout. The 1-2 on the way, and that one will hit Mancini. Gets him on the elbow, and he'll jog it off and head down to first base. Kingsport with a one-out base runner. Now the 3 hitting Logan Sutton, who had a fantastic night at the plate last night. 2-for-4, scored a run and brought 4 of them in. And that double in the 8th inning of yesterday's contest, 1-0-3 off the bat. He's been hitting it hard lately. First pitch well inside. That one nearly hit Sutton. Now the sun pokes out from behind the clouds, and we'll see how long it stays out. But most of the field covered with sun. Perhaps left field and a little part of center field covered in shade. Sutton grounds it to Schwerer at short to second for one. On to first, it's a 6-4-3 double play, and the top of the first is over. Axemen down 1-2-3 here in the first. And the Doughboys will come to bat in the bottom of the first. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to the Kingsport Axemen Baseball Network.
What happens when the thrill of Powerball meets the thrill of NASCAR? You get a chance to win an exciting trip for two to the NASCAR Championship Race in Phoenix, Arizona. Plus, the chance to win $1 million in a special drawing. Enter the NASCAR Powerball Playoff Second Chance Drawing at TNVIPRewards.com between June 23rd and July 31st for your chance to win. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. NASCAR is used with express permission. NASCAR LLC is not a sponsor of this promotion.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner?
They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Bottom half of inning number one, no score here in Johnson City. The pitcher for Kingsport, the left-handed pitcher, Derek McCarley from East Tennessee State University. 5'10 freshman out of Seymour, Tennessee. This is start number two of the season for McCarley. And kind of got roughed up a bit in his first start, took the loss, 8.31 ERA. 4 1/3 innings, 3 hits, 5 runs, 4 earned, a home run allowed, 7 walks, and 6 strikeouts. Faces the right-handed hitting Caleb Berry, who fouls the first pitch into McGahan's mitt. The count 0-1. McCarley ready to go in the 0-1. Down and in, 1-1. Let's get a peek at the defensive alignment for Kingsport, starting with the battery. ETSU's Derek McCarley on the mound. Johnson County Community College's Shea McGahan behind the plate. The 1-1 is downstairs, 2-1. Left to right across the Kingsport infield over at third base from Walter State Community College, Daniel Ortiz. The shortstop is UAB's Maze White. Second base, James Madison's Mike Mancini and Corbin Shaw of Walter State Community College at first base. Berry lines that into left field, and that gets past the glove of Peyton Allen and left. It's extra bases for Caleb Berry. It's a leadoff double. And the Doughboys have a leadoff base runner. And you hear the applause. That is not necessarily for the hit. That is rather for Rocky the Bat Dog. Yes, you heard that right. The Johnson City Doughboys have a bat dog. And that's what you'll get. Here's Jonathan Schwerub. He bats with no outs here in the bottom of the first. First pitch from McCarley's down and in. Good snag by McGahan. 1-0. Left to right across the Kingsport outfield. Peyton Allen of Houston out in left. The center fielder is Seth Farney, the Ole Miss commit. And out in right field, Carson Queck of Kansas State. The 1-0 from McCarley. That one down and in also, 2-0. This is McCarley's second start for ETSU this spring. He was primarily their closer, had 3 saves on the season, which led the Buccaneers. Here's the 2-0 on the way. Swing and a miss by Schwerub, and the count 2-1. Well, of course, it's Thursday, so it means that it's Thirsty Thursday here at the ballpark, but if it couldn't get more in the spirit to drink, it's Irish night here at the park as well. The 2-1 to Schwerub hit on the ground to Ortiz, and it's ruled a foul ball. So we're evened up at 2-2. For Schwerub on the season, he is hitting. Well, didn't have my notes ready to go, but Schwerub hitting 321, 9 for 28. The count is 2-2. McCarley peeks at Berry at second in the 2-2. Swing and a miss. First strikeout of the ballgame for McCarley. Strikeout number 8 of the season. Excuse me, strikeout number 7. And now Colby Backus comes to the plate, and Colby had a tremendous game the last time the Doughboys played, which was on Sunday. 2 solo home runs in Sunday's contest. That lifted the Doughboys over these Axemen. He's the league leader in home runs with 5 of them. First pitch is a swing and a miss by Backus, and the count 0-1. Back is hitting 350 coming into this game from right here in Johnson City, Tennessee. No balls, 1 strike is the count. Caleb Berry, the runner at second. And Barry takes off for third. He'll have third easily as Backus's bat will land on top of the Doughboy's dugout. So he lost the grip on it a little bit. Stealing third easily, though, is Barry, and the Doughboys have a runner just 90 feet away. Backus now behind 0-2. He gets a new bat out of the dugout. Colby, a 6'4 redshirt sophomore playing at the University of Tennessee currently. From the belt, McCarley. The 0-2. Swing and a foul back into the netting. It remains 0-2. The 0-2 on the way. Swinging a ball hit into right field. Over is Quick. He lines it up. Will throw on home. But Barry is safe at home plate. And it's a sacrifice fly off the bat of Colby Backus. And the Doughboys lead it 1-0. And now the cleanup hitter, Logan Sutter, to the plate. Sutter had a pretty good game in game one, but in game two, it was a bit of a struggle for him. He was 0-3 in that ball game. As we look at other games going on around the area, well, there's only one other game going on around the area. Danville playing at Greenville today. That game is in the bottom of the first with the Flyboys threatening. First pitch to Sutter, a swing and a miss, a hefty cut. The count 0-1. Burlington and Princeton postponed. Elizabethton and Bluefield postponed. And Bristol and Pulaski postponed. The 0-1 fouled away by Sutter, 0-2. McCarley looking to get out of the inning. Upstairs is the third pitch of the at-bat, 1-2 the count. The 1-2 to Sutter popped up right side of the infield. And making the catch is Mancini on the edge of the grass. P4 is the pop-out, but the Doughboys get the lead on an RBI sacrifice fly off the bat of Colby Backus, scoring Caleb Berry. The Doughboys lead at 1-0, and we'll take a quick break. You're listening to the Kingsport Axemen Baseball Network.
Hit a grand slam when you choose to make East Tennessee State University your home away from home. You'll find a vibrant and welcoming community, resources to support academic and personal success, and a full calendar of student activities available throughout the semester. Join us at etsu.edu/admissions to be at the center of the Buccaneer experience.
Oh no, I forgot my wallet.
That's okay, I can cover it.
How'd you do that so fast?
I added my Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union cards to my digital wallet. It's way faster, easier, and safer.
Add your cards to your digital wallet for the easiest way to pay. Learn more at tvacreditunion.com.
Join us now.
Federally insured by NCUA.
You've challenged yourself to become healthier and stronger this summer, and taking the first step can be a little intimidating. Find the support you need to reach your goals through a variety of wellness programs and services offered at the Y. Build connections with your community, create fun memories with your family, and attend special programs and events. The YMCA is here to offer guidance and encouragement so you feel empowered to tackle whatever challenges come your way. Join today and find your awesome here at the Greater Kingsport Family YMCA.
Back here in Johnson City, top of the second, Doughboys 1, Axemen nothing. As we take a peek at the Appalachian League's West standings coming into this ballgame, Johnson City 9-3, Elizabethton 8-6, they are second. Bristol and Greenville tied at 3 at 7-7. Kingsport still at the bottom of the division at 6-8. Officially, Kingsport 4 games back in the division. And it doesn't quite help us that Greenville has an early 3-0 lead over Danville. First pitch from Giuliano to Corbin Shaw is a check swing that the field umpire says is no swing, 1-0. The 1-0 from Giuliano is a swing and a miss. That sidearm motion got Shaw swinging, 1-1. The 1-1 on the outside corner for a called strike. It's 1-2. Giuliano readies in the 1-2, swung on and hit foul down the right field line. Corbin had a pretty good game here on Saturday night. Hit in a pair of runs with an RBI double. He was 1-for-4 in that ballgame. The 1-2 on the way from Giuliano, downstairs, 2-2. Two-two, hit on the ground to third. Up with it is Sutter. The throw on to first in time to retire Corbin Shaw. 5-3 the ground out. That brings up the 5 hitting Daniel Ortiz. Tough day at the plate yesterday for Daniel. He was 0-for-4. He swings it from the right-hand side. Homered here just a few days ago. First pitch downstairs, 1-0. Greenville's extended their lead. It's 4-0 over Danville. Next pitch downstairs, 2-0. The Otterbots continue to struggle here as of late. Greenville's able to hang on in that ball game, then that's the third consecutive loss for the Otterbots. The 1-1 on the 1-0 on the way. Swing and a foul evened up at 1-1. Excuse me, 2-1. Scoreboard had it wrong. And again, that's what happens when I have my data coordinator sitting right next to me. The 2-1, swing and a miss, 2-2. One down already in the inning. The Doughboys with the 1-0 lead, top of the second. Ortiz takes on the outside corner for a called third strike. Second strikeout of the ballgame for Justin Giuliano. That'll bring Carson Queck to the plate from Kansas State. 6'3" freshman from the Woodlands, Texas. He had a 2-run single in yesterday's ballgame in the first inning. 1-for-5. First pitch from Giuliano, taken on the inside corner for a called strike, 0-1. Giuliano readies the 0-1, fouled back 0-2. And you'd have to expect that Johnson City would give us their best, considering they got, well, if you count the off day, they got 3 off days in a row. Their entire pitching staff should be cleared to go for this series. The 0-2 on the way, off the plate, 1-2. Kingsport still searching for their first hit of the ballgame. The 1-2. swing and a cue shot off the end of the bat. Popped into foul ground. P3 is the pop out. Caught by the first baseman, Pokorok. And that does it for the Axemen here in the second. Doughboys coming to bat after this short break. You're listening to the Kingsport Axemen Baseball Network.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
A Shiro's work is never done. You care for the house, the kids, and our future. We're so grateful for all you do. Now, it's time to care for yourself and save a little more for retirement. A free 3-minute online chat can give you the personalized tips you need to boost your retirement savings now. Visit aceyourretirement.org today.
A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Bottom half of inning number two, Doughboys leading it over Kingsport, 1-0. It'll be the 5-6-7 hitters in the Doughboys order. Caleb Marmon, Christian Toledo, Cameron King. The three C's are the first three that Derek McCarley sees in the second. As stormy clouds continue to build to our south. First pitch from McCarley on the outside corner for a called strike, 0-1. A couple of Tennessee high school prospects going at it right here. Derek McCarley of Seymour High School, Caleb Marmo of Science Hill High School. Marmo swings through the breaking ball, it's 0-2. And McCarley from ETSU here in Johnson City, very excited to pitch in front of the Johnson City crowd, which continues to fill up at TVA Credit Union Ballpark. The 0-2 on the way, off the plate, 1-2. Oh, and if I didn't say who I am, my name's Clay Ramsey. Delighted to bring you coverage of tonight's ballgame. 1-2 on Marmo. McCarley ready to go. In the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him on the breaking ball. Strikeout number two of the ball game for McCarley. And there's one down now for Christian Toledo. Picked up the save on the mound in Saturday's ball game, but didn't hit in either game. First pitch to Toledo, a swing and a miss, 0-1. McCarley still going to that breaking ball, using it quite a bit. There's a fastball that is fouled away in the count 0-2. McCarley looking to settle in a little bit. Gave up that leadoff double to Barry in the first, and Barry ultimately scored, but so far McCarley's been pretty solid. Next pitch downstairs, 1-2. McCarley brings the 1-2 inside, and that one hits Christian Toledo. Toledo, I think, got hit on the maybe on the rib cage there. Here's the applause for Rocky, the Bat Dog. And now that brings Cameron King to the plate as the Doughboys have a one-out base runner. And King played in the Saturday ball game, was 1-for-4, had Sunday off. First pitch from McCarley. That one inside, 1-0. Toledo, the runner at first, with one down in the inning. McCarley fires over to first, checking on Toledo. Count remains 1-0. King from Oviedo, Florida. The 1-0 from McCarley bounces to the plate, and Toledo will take off for second, and he's safe sliding in. And we'll have to see if that gets rolled a stolen base or not. And the count 2-0 now on Cameron King. They actually say a wild pitch on that, so not a stolen base for Toledo. McCarley set of the belt. Here's the 2-0. Swing and a foul, 2-1. Bottom of the second, Doughboys 1, Kingsport nothing. The 2-1 on the way from McCarley. That one gets the top of the zone, 2-2. Two balls and two strikes on Cameron King. McCarley looks at the runner at second. The 2-2, swing and a foul. It remains 2-2. I'd like to give a shout-out to a good friend of mine, Mark Davis, his 900th Kingsport game attended. He is in attendance for tonight. He's been attending ball games since 2000. We might talk to him a little bit tomorrow in Kingsport. You'll have to stay tuned for that, though. For now, a 2-2 count on Cameron King. And a swing and another foul. I wouldn't say that this crowd is as big as the crowd we had on Saturday night, but still a really good crowd here. Toledo, the runner at second, gets a peek from McCarley. Here's the 2-2 once more. Swing and another foul. 7 pitches in the at-bat so far. This will be number 8. McCarley's kind of been challenging him here with the last few pitches. Here's the 2-2 on the way. That one's off the plate, 3-2. We'll have a payoff pitch coming to Cam King. The payoff. Swinging a line drive into left field. Coming in, Peyton Allen makes the sliding grab. On the line out, L7. Not sure he necessarily had to dive for that baseball, but made sure he caught it. And that'll bring Jack Pokorok to the plate. Played in Sunday's contest, was 0-for-3 with 3 ground outs. He bats with 2 away here, and Christian Toledo at second. The first pitch to Pokorok, a swing and a miss, 0-1. this matchup, ETSU versus High Point. Pukurak hitting just 211 coming into this game. No RBIs yet. An opportunity here as McCartley steps off the mound and throws back to second, checking on Christian Toledo. McCartley gets the sign from McGahan. And here's the 0-1. That one downstairs, 1-1. Toledo leads off of second. The 1-1. That one downstairs, 2-1. Now, if you look off beyond the right field wall, we've got partly cloudy skies with majority blue. But if you look over beyond the left field wall and over beyond the stadium to our south, it's dark skies. So we'll have to see. Again, we'll have to be monitoring that. The 2-1 to Pukurak, a swing and a foul, 2-2. And I only say that because looking at the radar on my phone, it shows it's going to pour. But looking at other people's radars on their phones, doesn't look like it's going to rain. But we'll see. The count 2-2 with two outs here in the bottom of the second. From the belt, McCartley. The 2-2. Swinging a ground ball, foul. Again, as we mentioned, just one other game going on in the league. Danville does have a run against Greenville. That's in the bottom of the second. 4-1 in favor of the Flyboys. Here's the pitch from McCartley. Upstairs, full up at 3-2. McCartley already at 40 pitches. Here in the second. Carly looks at Toledo. Here's the payoff pitch. Swinging a ground ball, foul once more. Last two at-bats for the Doughboys have really elevated McCarley's pitch count. We'll have another payoff pitch. This will be pitch 42. That one is inside, and Pukurak draws the walk. So runners at first and second now for the nine-hitting Andrew Neal. So Neal will bat from the left-hand side. And Neal in Sunday's contest was 0-2, but he did have a run scored after walking. He faces the lefty McCartley. Hitting just 214 is Neal, committed to play at New Mexico for the Lobos. So Toledo off of second, Pukurak off of first. Pitch coming from McCartley on the outside half of the plate for a called strike, 0-1. Bottom of the second, Johnson City 1, Kingsport 0. McCartley brings the 0-1. Swing and a miss by Neal. On the breaking ball, 0-2. From the belt, McCartley looking to get out of the inning. Swing and a miss. He got him on strikes. Third strikeout of the ballgame for Derek McCartley, the Axeman. Out of the inning, McCartley throws a lot of pitches, though. We'll go to the top half of inning number three and take a quick break here on the Kingsport Axeman Baseball Network.
Buying buying or building a home provides great rewards, and today's low interest rates make it a perfect time to buy that perfect home. Or you may be able to reduce your current monthly mortgage payment by refinancing. At Citizens Bank, we're here to help design your loan to fit your budget. Apply now while rates are still low. Call a Citizens Mortgage Team member to discuss your options. Bank your own way. Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, it's time for today's STEM tip. Want to know how to make your selfies even better? Okay, let's use science. The best time for photos is golden hour. That's the moment right before the sun sets, when the atmosphere scatters blue and violet wavelengths, making perfect, soft, and golden selfie light to show off that beautiful face of yours. Click. Check out Chic and STEM for more inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Top half of inning number three here in Johnson City with the Doughboys in front of the Axemen 1-0. Bottom third of the Kingsport order, and it starts with Shea McGann. Shea didn't play in yesterday's ball game, but in the game before that he was 2-for-3 with a run scored and a run batted in. He's been swinging it better as of late. Looking for the Axemen's first hit of the ball game. First pitch up and in, 1-0. Justin Giuliano back for his third inning of work. He's thrown just 28 pitches. Here's 29 on the way. That one downstairs, 2-0. Kingsport does have a base runner. Mancini was hit by a pitch in the first, but was out on a 6-4-3 double play. The breaking ball down and in, and McGahan way ahead, 3-0. As the sun has now gone back behind the clouds, McGahan takes right down Main Street for a called strike, 3-1. The 3-1 on the way. That one off the plate. And McGahan has the leadoff walk. For McGahan, that is walk number 7 drawn of the season. Now it'll be Mays White. She bats from the right-hand side. Mays also didn't play in yesterday's ball game. He was 0-for-4, though, in Tuesday's game with a run scored. First pitch, a swing and a foul, 0-1. McGahan gets his lead off of first. No outs in the inning. A pitch from Giuliano. That one downstairs, 1-1. Pitch from Giuliano. That one at the knees for a called strike, 1-2. Again, Kingsport still looking for that first hit. Giuliano brings the 1-2, swing and a miss. Mays White down on strikes. Third strikeout of the ballgame for Justin Giuliano. And that brings Seth Farney to the plate. Yesterday, Farney was 1-for-2 with a pair of runs scored. Here's an opportunity to see Farney hit from the right-hand side against the lefty. Farney takes the first pitch on the inside corner for a called strike, 0-1. Giuliano gets the sign from Barry. Here's the 0-1. as Farney can't pull the trigger on that one in the same exact spot as the first pitch, 0-2. Farney hitting 214 on the season. Farney takes on the outside corner for a called third strike. He looked at the first, second, and third pitches, all of which were called strikes. He is down for Justin Giuliano's fourth strikeout of the ballgame. Go back to the top of the order for Peyton Allen, who was one of Giuliano's four strikeouts, the first one back in the first. He struck out to lead off the game. Giuliano brings the first pitch to Allen, and that one's in there for a called strike, 0-1. The 0-1 on the way from Giuliano, swinging a foul. That goes off of Barry's helmet. He's all right, though. But Allen behind 0-2. Well, McGahan worked the leadoff walk, but White and Farney down on strikes. The Axemen with two outs here in the top of the third. The pitch from Giuliano, swinging a line drive down the right field line. More like a fly ball lifted out of play, foul. And Allen still behind 0-2. And if Kingsport is going to score, they need to do it soon because the clouds are starting to move this way a little bit. Giuliano brings the pitch off the plate, 1-2. Giuliano ready in the 1-2. That one on the inside corner, just off the plate, 2-2. Giuliano brings it for a called third strike. And Giuliano has strikeout number 5. Gives up a leadoff walk, but strikes out the side here in the third. We'll go to the bottom half of inning number 3 after this short break. You're listening to the Kingsport Axemen Baseball Network.
Baseball is finally back in Kingsport, and nothing goes better with baseball than a nice, juicy hot dog. Elm Hill Hot Dog is proud to be the official hot dog of the Kingsport Axemen. Elm Hill is the only hot dog made right here in Tennessee, so whether you prefer relish, mustard, or maybe even ketchup, enjoy a hot, juicy Elm Hill Hot Dog next time you're at a Kingsport Axemen game, or pick some up at your local groceries retailer. Elm Hill, proud sponsor of the Axemen.
Hit a grand slam when you choose to make East Tennessee State University your home away from home. You'll find a vibrant and welcoming community, resources to support academic and personal success, and a full calendar of student activities available throughout the semester. Join us at etsu.edu/admissions to be at the center of the Buccaneer experience.
With the new hot games from the Tennessee Lottery, cold hard cash is waiting to take your summer fun to the next level. And with sizzling top prizes of up to $500,000, these games could have what you need to make every day fun in the sun.
Oh, yeah. This summer is going to be a scorcher. Grab the new hot games today at your nearest Tennessee Lottery retailer. But careful, they're hot. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Bottom half of inning number 3 here at TVA Credit Union Ballpark in Johnson City. Derek McCarley out for his third inning of work. We'll have to be mindful of that pitch count as he gets the top of the Doughboys order. Flipping it back over, here's Caleb Berry, who doubled to lead off the bottom of the first. He has the game's only hit so far. He's 1-for-1. McCarley ready in the first pitch. In the outside corner for a called strike, 0-1. McCarley McCarley from the wind and the 0-1. Swing and a foul down the first base line, but it'll get foul. 0-2. We'll have to wait for Barry to get back here to the right-hand batter's box. McCarley way ahead. He's ready to go with the 0-2 in the pitch. Swing and a foul. Barry will stay alive. Barry from Knoxville, Tennessee, attended Knox Halls High School. McCarley brings the 0-2 again, and another foul by Barry. Barry lifts the ball into left field. Getting underneath it is Peyton Allen as he makes the catch for the first out of the third. And now here's Jonathan Schwerub. Struck out swinging in the first. He's 0-1. And the Flyboys continue to dominate the Danville Otterbots. 8-1 now in the third. First pitch hit in the air to right center field. Lining it up is Farney as he makes the catch for the second out. F8 is the flyout. That'll bring Colby Backus to the plate. Backus brought home the game's only run with a sacrifice fly in the first. No official at bat yet. McCarley ready in the first pitch. Swing and a foul. 0-1. The lefty McCarley ready to pitch to the righty Backus. Swing and a miss. 0-2. Here's the 0-2 on the way to from McCarley to Backus. It's 1-2. The 1-2 on the way. Swinging a ball, lifted a broken bat into shallow right center field. That brings Mancini back. He makes the catch. F4 is the flyout. Three flyouts in the inning. The Doughboys are down in order. Go to the top half of inning number 4 after this short break. You're listening to the Kingsport Axemen Baseball Network.
Faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We are live outside the home of Joe and Rosie Goddard, where a pretty big tickle fight broke out just minutes ago. Sources say their father instigated the laughter. Let's go inside for a comment. Apparently, they have no comment. Dads,
Let this be a reminder that it only takes a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
There comes a time in every person's life when they need a partner, a hand to hold, a shoulder to cry on, a caretaker that cares, someone who's there when they forget that a garbage disposal isn't for fingers, or that arthritic hands shouldn't open a jar like the Hulk, someone that jumps up and down at the news they are having a baby and celebrates every time they beat the flu. For all of life's moments, good and bad, we are there. HMG, your health partner for life.
Well, here's a great opportunity for Kingsport here in the fourth. 2-3-4. First pitch to Mancini inside 1-0. Mancini, no official at-bat yet, was hit by a pitch in the first. The 1-0 on the outside corner for a called strike, 1-1. More clouds start to roll in. Here's the 1-1 on the way. Mancini tries to drop a bunt down the third baseline. The count 1-2. Here's the 1-2 on the way from Giuliano in the outside corner, but that one off the plate. 2-2. The 2-2 inside, 3-2. As Mancini battles at the plate. Here's the payoff pitch from Giuliano. Swing and a ball hit on the ground to first. Up with it is the first baseman, and he beats Mancini to the bag. 3-0 is the ground out for the first out. Now here's Logan Sutton. Sutton grounded into a 6-4-3 double play to end the first. And Sutton bats from the right-hand side. First pitch from Giuliano. Upstairs, 1-0. The 1-0 on the way from Giuliano is swing and a miss by Sutton, 1-1. Well, through 11 batters, Kingsport still doesn't have a hit yet, and we're in the fourth. We saw the opposite in yesterday's game. Kingsport starter Trevor Horn shut the Otterbots out of the hit column for the first four innings. Sutton takes down Stairs, 2-1. Two balls and one strike. Pitch to Sutton. Downstairs, 3-1. Sutton looking to work a one-out base runner. Here's the pitch from Giuliano. Swinging a ball lifted into foul territory, but that's going to land in the stands. And we're full up at 3-2. We've got a payoff pitch coming on the way from Giuliano. Swinging a ball hit to second, and it gets through into right field, and the Axemen have hit number one, and it comes off the bat of Logan Sutton. And that just under the sliding glove of the second baseman, Neal, into right field. That'll bring Corbin Shaw to the plate. He is 0-1, grounded out in the second. Shaw spent the spring at Walter State, of course, headed off to Tennessee Wesleyan next year. Giuliano gets the target from Barry. The first pitch, swing and a foul. 0-1. Wish I had a little bit more to talk about. Giuliano ready to go, and here's the 0-1 to Shaw. On the outside corner for a called strike, and it's 0-2. Shaw way behind right here against Giuliano. And that one on the inside corner for a called third strike. Justin Giuliano has strikeout number 6. That brings Daniel Ortiz to the plate. He's 0-1 with a strikeout. Giuliano comes set of the belt. The first pitch. That one downstairs, 1-0. Ortiz has been one of the more consistent hitters for Kingsport, but he's struggled so far to begin today and struggled a little bit yesterday. Pickoff move to first, not in time to get Sutton. The pitch is well inside to Ortiz, very nearly hits him. The count 2-0. And we've got a 2-0 coming. Ortiz ropes that into left field for a base hit. Second hit of the ball game for Kingsport. Second hit of the inning. Axemen have runners on first and second, and now here's Carson Queck. Had a weak pop out and foul ground to the first baseman, Pokorok, back in the second. The clouds continue to build off to my left. From the belt, Giuliano, the first pitch taken at the bottom of the zone for a called strike, 0-1. From the belt, Giuliano takes a peek at Sutton at second, as Queck swings and misses, 0-2. Well, Barry bluffed a throw down to first to check on Ortiz, but Pokorok wasn't on the base. Good move by Barry to hang on to it. Giuliano is well ahead of Queck. No balls and two strikes. The 0-2 from Giuliano. Swing and a miss by Queck. Got him on the off-speed pitch. Strikeout number 7 for Justin Giuliano. The Axemen get a couple of base runners on a couple of hits, but can't bring them home, and the Doughboys still lead this one by a score of 1-0. Look at the bottom half of inning number 4 after a quick break here on the Kingsport Axemen Baseball Network.
Oh, no. I forgot my wallet.
That's okay. I can cover it.
How'd you do that so fast?
I added my Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union cards to my digital wallet. It's way faster, easier, and safer.
Add your cards to your digital wallet for the easiest way to pay. Learn more at tvacreditunion.com.
Join us now.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for greatest of all time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Bottom half of inning number four here in Johnson City. And the Doughboys lead it 1-0 over the Axemen. 4-5-6 for the Doughboys. It starts with Logan Sutter, who popped out to second in the first. First pitch from McCarley back out for another inning, as that's just off the plate. It's 1-0. The 1-0 cut on and fouled away. It's 1-1. Moving pretty quickly here, but not surprising as the rain is coming. I did just take a peek at the radar. It is coming. McCarley fires on the outside corner. That one just off the plate as well, 2-1. McCarley ready in the 2-1. Swinging a pop-up over towards the right side. That's going to land and hit behind us. Got a metal awning above me. Most of the stands here covered by the metal awning. And if it hits off the top of that, you will hear it for sure. So I was kind of expecting it, but it just missed us. The 2-2 to Sutter. Swinging a rope into left field. And the Doughboys have their third hit of the ball game. Excuse me, their second hit of the ball game. And that brings Caleb Marmo to the plate. He struck out swinging in the second. He swings it from the left-hand side. From the belt, McCarley brings the first pitch as Marmo squares to bunt. Doesn't pull back in time, and it's a called strike 0-1. McCarley takes a peek at Sutter over at first in the 0-1. Marmo doesn't get the bunt down there either, but that one a called strike nonetheless. It's 0-2. Excuse me. McCarley looking for a big first out here in the fourth. The pitch on the way. Swinging a ball lifted down the left field line. Here's Allen coming in, and Allen makes the catch in foul ground. Nice running grab by Peyton Allen out there in left. And there's one down now for Christian Toledo. As Toledo bats from the right-hand side, Toledo was hit by a pitch in the second. I will go ahead and say that if it does start raining here soon, I will have to take a break because I am not in the comfort of the indoors. I am outdoors. First pitch, a swinging miss by Toledo. 0-1. I am in the outdoors. I do have an awning over top of me, but if it rains sideways, it's raining in on me. So I will have to break if it does start raining. Toledo takes downstairs, evened up at 1-1. The count is 1-1. Pitch on the way, swinging a line drive right to the shortstop. The throw over to first goes wide of Corbin Shaw. And it's a line drive. Out. L6 is the line out. Because it's chaos here at the ballpark. We're good. Well, we're going to have a pickoff move here before the first pitch to Cam King. Maze White makes the catch on the line drive there, but no shot over at first. The line drive into left field for a base hit. Runners at first and second now. And there goes the bat dog once more. McCarley ready at the belt. And the first pitch on the way to Poker Rock. It's a called strike, 0-1. The 0-1 bounces to the plate. A good block by McGahan. 1-1. One ball and one strike is the count. Pitch from McCarley, a swing and a miss, 1-2. Runners at first and second as the rain does begin to fall here a little bit. Here's the 1-2 on the way. Downstairs, 2-2.